The National Security Advisor, Brigadier General Nunu Mensah, says the police will investigate and bring to justice the murderers of Yana. He said the ruling and subsequent demonstrations by the youths could jeopardize the peace process in Dagbang. Brigadier General Nunu Mensah was speaking on Radio Ghana's News and Current Affairs program Behind the News.
The police will do their work. They will investigate and get the right people and put them before court. You know, we are talking about the murder of Yana because the court believed that those who were put before it and charged were not those who committed the crime. Similarly, before we arrest anyone, we must be sure that we are arresting the right people.
What could the effects be on national security if youths could go on a rampage and do whatever they did with that kind of impunity?
I personally don't believe that anyone should commit a crime and get away with it. And I'm quite sure that anyone found culpable in what happened will be dealt with. I will not condone any wrongdoing. I'm quite sure the police will act appropriately.
Meanwhile, the Tamale Metropolitan Assembly has described the curfew imposed on Dagbang as unacceptable and premature, saying the action of the youth was a spontaneous reaction to the court ruling. The presiding member of the assembly, Prince Mohammed, spoke to Ibrahim Asare on Behind the News.
The curfew that was imposed on the people of Tamale and its environs is unacceptable and premature. See, the disturbances that occurred was spontaneous and short-lived. The current hardship that people are facing because of the water shortage will increase and affect health and education if the curfew is not lifted.
You see, the disturbances were short-lived in that nothing is happening again, and you think that nothing could happen?
Nothing is happening now. Nothing is happening. And there is no cause for alarm. It has come a long way in building confidence in the business community. Observing the curfew will send a wrong signal and send investors away.
But do you agree with me that the curfew is also to protect citizens of Tamale residents there?
There's no disturbances now, so I don't see the need for the curfew. You know, the indiscriminate shooting of the streets is dangerous and could further worsen the prevailing crisis if not drastically.
That was the presiding member of Tamale Metropolitan Assembly, Prince Mohammed. The Gbewa Youth Group has also called for the immediate lifting of the curfew. Shai Busibri is the spokesperson for the Gbewa Youth Group in Tamale.
The curfew is affecting us drastically because, one, we have acute shortage of water supply in Tamale. There is no water, and they have opened the pipe tonight. So we have to go around fetch the water. The weather is not good for us. So we can't go indoors. And we are going for prayers. We can't just restart the curfew at all. We are not prepared for the curfew. What is happening in the imposition? There is things here. It's only that they have betrayed us. And we are saying that they said they cannot find the perpetrators of Yana. We said that we will search for the perpetrators of Yana. Period.
You seem to suggest that you know the perpetrators of that crime. Why didn't you go to court to give an evidence?
I'm not saying that I know the perpetrators of Yana. We will search for them. The government has failed us. And we will know.
But Shaibu, do you know how the court process works?
Court process? Yes. I tell you one thing. What was his evidence before filing the case? What evidence did the government gather? What was their evidence? They told us that they have video clips, video tapes, they have a photograph for that. Because are they telling us that it was, they were telling us to us? They should remember that there are prominent people.
Shai Busibri is the chairman of the Gbewa Youth Group.